I see some services being maliciously attacked by hackers and other cyber criminals. In a move to tackle this disturbing phenomenon, the coordinator of the Center for Cybersecurity and Mathematical Cryptology of the University of Bamenda, Professor Fosai Emmanuel, talks of training students who can raise critical questions.
If you receive an invitation through Facebook or WhatsApp, for example, do you really identify the originator of the message? We will start from there, educating the population first, before we move now to real technical skills.
Meanwhile, university lecturers and administrators are sure that lectures have effectively started.
Professor Kanut Ambe Ngwa, Dean of the Faculty of Arts. I've seen teachers in class and students. The little problem that we have is with the first-year students who have not had orientation yet.
This year, about 5,700 students have been admitted for the undergraduate masters in the university, taking the total number of students in the institution to more than 21,000. Killer Valerie Solaus, TV News, Bamenda.
The Ministry of Women's Empowerment and the Families working towards achieving sustained inclusive growth and food security by reducing import substitution in the country. The statement was made today in Yaoundé during a ceremony to launch activities to commemorate the 29th edition of World Rural Women's Day in Cameroon by the Minister of Women's Empowerment and the Family, Marie-Thérèse Abinandoua. We'll have details with Leslie Magny.
Cameroon is getting set to commemorate the 29th edition of the International Day of Rural Women on the 15th of October 2024. Prior to the event, the Minister of Women's Empowerment and the Family declared open activities to commemorate the day. Celebrations this year will center on ways to reduce hunger and achieve food security borne by Cameroonian women, as statistics indicate that 52% of women in the country live in rural areas and make up 71.6% of the formal and informal agricultural workforce. They are also responsible for more than 85% of the country's food production. Regardless of the obstacles these women face, such as limited access to resources, harmful cultural practices, and the negative effect of climate change, among others, they have been encouraged to contribute their quota and reach their fullest potential to the salutary policy of import substitution.
While launching activities to commemorate the 29th edition of World Rural Women's Day in Cameroon, the Minister of Women's Empowerment and the Family, Marie-Thérèse Abinandoua, highlighted the need for women to gain skills in the transformation of their products in order to improve their productivity and reduce import substitution and improve import substitution. Here is an excerpt of a speech selected by Leslie Magny.
The policy of import substitution is effective. So how important it was to think about what we produce, because you produce a lot but you are not transforming. And many women living in rural areas produce a lot, and the transformation is really extremely difficult. But the government is making a lot of efforts, helping them to transform and put what they produce on the international standards, so that we can see those products not only in city, in the capital city. Those products should go in the sub-region in Africa, and why not worldwide? And I think you are aware of this LECAF initiative, which Cameroon did quite a while back, and I think things are working. And a few weeks back, our ambassador to The Hague invited Cameroon to send participants in an encounter where each ambassador was bringing products from his or her country, and Cameroonians went there with some products which were quite interesting.
And that was the Minister of Women's Empowerment and the Family, Marie-Thérèse Abinandoua. And in sports, Southwest representatives at Cameroon's Elite Football Championships have entered their preparatory phase for the 2024-2025 campaign. While Elite One champions Victoria United are curtailing preparations, Elite Two side Isusa have indicated a shake-up. Details with Kangelion Cesar.
The 2023-24 Elite 2 season saw Isosa finish 5th in the regular championship and 1st in the relegation playoffs. This time out, Vice President Angu Leslie says 35 players have been registered in Jabrooks in a bid to provide better results.
We finished with players' movements last Friday, night. We retain 17 of them and made adjustments to the squad to make sure that we have 35 players. And all of this is in an attempt to make sure that we have a more competitive squad that is able to take us beyond the heights we attained last season.
Leslie further outlines that owing to the Federation's call for their coaches, measures have been implemented to curb any future issues.
One of the big stories about the club this season is Joseph Mbokmaput is going to head the troop as the technical leader of the team. Joseph Brian Doko is head coach this season of the under-17. Tete is his fitness coach. Leng Eme is with the under-23 as deputy. Mwamba Awolosi is on the under-23. So if we have all of these coaches go to the national team at the same time, it is going to be difficult for us to organize these boys.
Preparing hasn't been void of challenges.
This far, we've not had a sit-down with the Federation to take stock of last season. We've not heard from the Federation as to what is at stake for the coming season.
Meantime, during off-air discussions with Victoria United's president, Quine Valentine, he stated that the People's Club have entered the final chapter of preparation and remains confident in the team. Kange, Leon Caesar, CRTV, Limbe.
And now to end CRTV's afternoon edition, a reminder of our top stories. The management of public finances is poised to be more efficient in Cameroon following the launch today, Nyaundi, of the third phase of the public finance support governance program by the Ministry of Finance. The role statistics play in promoting Cameroon's digital economy drive has been underlined at a sectoral conference opened in Nyaundi today by the Minister of Post and Telecommunications and activities to mark the 29th edition of World Rural Women's Day have been launched in Yaoundé by the Minister of Women's Empowerment and the Family, who has underscored the contribution of the rural woman to food security in the country. CRTV's afternoon edition was a presentation of Drusilla Mokoso Joki. Up next is a summary of the news in the French language with Priska Njeng. Bon après-midi.
Bon après-midi. Transformation numérique au Cameroun, le ministre des Postes et Télécommunications a présidé ce mardi à Yaoundé les assises sectorielles des statistiques des postes télécommunications et TIC. Occasion pour le ministre Libom Lilikeng de rappeler que le pilotage des politiques publiques dans le secteur des postes et télécommunications ne peut se faire de manière efficace sans la maîtrise des statistiques. Amélioration de la gestion des finances, les responsables de la direction générale du budget et de la direction générale des impôts sont à l'école des bonnes pratiques. C'est à la faveur de la caravane de sensibilisation et de transformation des acteurs de la réforme comptable au Cameroun. L'objectif étant de renforcer la transparence et l'efficacité dans la gestion budgétaire et comptable, tant au niveau central que dans les collectivités territoriales décentralisées, les entreprises et établissements publics. En prélude à la 29e édition de la Journée mondiale de la femme rurale au Cameroun, le lancement des activités marquant la célébration a eu lieu cet après-midi à Yaoundé. C'est sous la présidence du ministre de la promotion de la femme et de la famille, Marie-Thérèse Abena-Ondoa, que partenaires au développement et acteurs de la chaîne ont planché sur le thème de cette année, femmes rurales et imports substitution, opportunités et défis. Et puis en sport, le Cameroun et le Kenya se croisent dès 17h ce vendredi au stade omnisport du Yaoundé pour le compte de la troisième journée des éliminatoires de la CAN Maroc 2025. Les Lions Indomptables ont eu leur deuxième séance d'entraînement à 11h au stade de Guayaquil. Et toujours à 11h, le ministre des Sports et de l'Éducation physique a présidé la deuxième réunion préparatoire à cette rencontre. Madame, Monsieur, c'était le condensé du TRIPM. Merci de l'avoir suivi. Bonne suite des programmes sur le poste national de la CRTV.